Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast, episode 25. I am your host, Michael, and always with me is my good pal, Brian. What's up, Brian?
Not much. How's it going, Michael? I can't believe we're at 25 episodes already. It's been crazy.
Yeah, dude. It's, you know, it's not, it's like, it's kind of just flown by. It doesn't seem like it's been 25 or so weeks of the Lando podcast. And more importantly, I mean, we started just during the betas, so a little bit before the game launched. And it's crazy to think, like, we're pretty much at, like, almost half a year of Sea of Thieves, I believe.
Yeah, it's hard to think about because, like you said, it does not feel like it's been that long. Everything's just flown by, but having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's... No, it's been good, dude. How have you been?
I've been good.
The latest?
It's a nice three-day weekend for Labor Day. Just been hanging out, chilling around my house. Not much else going on. What about you?
Nice, dude. Well, I was out of town yesterday for a wedding. And today for a friend's wedding, which was really fun. I could feel the effects of the open bar at this moment, but it was a good time, dude. It was
good
to just kind of get away. It was a couple hours away, so it was nice. Yeah, good to see some friends and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. It's always fun.
Yeah, dude. But otherwise, I mean, yeah, I've off for Labor Day, so it's been nice just kind of chilling, getting ready. But September's going to be, just thinking about, we're just getting to September. It's going to be a pretty big month, I think. A lot of games.
But
Sea of Thieves, the next content update, is coming a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it should be very exciting.
About 3 weeks away, actually. So it's pretty cool. I'm also like, I don't have like a PS4, but like, I really want to see Spider-Man. I hope that game... I kind of like hope it's not a good game, because if it's a really good game, then I'm going to be tempted to like just buy a PS4 for Spider-Man, because I just love Spider-Man. But
I mean, the game looks really cool. I definitely could have a lot of fun in that. I don't know if I'd go out to buy a PS4 just for it.
I know.
It could be tough to resist.
I know. Well, that's the thing, dude. It's like when you have those, that's why those exclusives are so important, because it literally sells consoles. Yeah, dude, I mean I hope it's a good game, though. I hope it's fun. Maybe I'll play it at friends' houses or something like that. But that would be really cool. Of course, the Destiny expansion is this week as well.
Yeah, dude, you're all ready for that, right?
Looking forward to I don't know how many like Destiny people actually listen to this podcast, but hit me up if you do.
The hype is real for D2 right now. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's jumping back in. All the big time streamers who like dropped out, they're all coming back.
I know. It's insane. I mean, it really feels like, I know we've talked a little bit about it. We played a little bit over the weekend for the Gambit trial. But I would say it feels, the PvP feels pretty good right now. It feels pretty good. But honestly, if you don't even have the expansions, Brian, you could still play the PvP and see how you like it.
I know. I almost jumped in yesterday, but
really?
I resisted. Yeah. I wanted to so bad after playing Gambit. Yeah. I felt like I needed to get back into it, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to like fall
Overwatch
back into
still? This. Are you back in Overwatch a little bit?
I had like a good stretch for like a couple weeks where I played it, but I'm not really playing that much right now.
Nice.
It's kind
of probably for the
chilling.
Best.
Yeah. Watching baseball.
Nice. Yeah. I know, dude, September is such a conflicting month because like, so you got Forsaken, Destiny 2 Forsaken, and then you have Forsaken Shores for Sea of Thieves. So like Forsaken for Destiny comes out September 4th. So on Tuesday, when you listen to this podcast, it'll probably be out. Well, it's going to come out Monday night, but, and then, yeah, I mean, I think for me personally, like I'm going to be taking off time from Sea of Thieves for the next couple weeks, at least until Forsaken Shores. But like, if there's like a new update, I mean, we're going to talk about the update from this past week, but if there's another update, like, of course I'll jump in and play it so we can, you know, have an actual conversation about it. But dude, I think until Forsaken Shores, I think I'm going to be playing a lot of Destiny. Just like another game I like love a lot in addition to Sea of Thieves. So,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to diversify a little bit, take breaks here and there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but of course, you know, 25 episodes later, we're still talking about Sea of Thieves, which
here we
is
are.
Insane. It's insane. It's been quite a, honestly, dude, it's been quite a journey of Sea of Thieves. And I don't think the journey has peaked yet. I really think we're still haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, there's still a lot to come. I mean, the game has evolved quite a bit, but at the same time, it still feels like it hasn't. There hasn't been that much, even though there's a lot of new content, a lot going on right now. But definitely excited for Forsaken Shores when that comes out, because that'll be the first, or the first update with the longest lead time. Is that correct?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah. So we'll really get like a true sense of what this game has to offer, I think.
Yeah, I agree. That's what we've been saying a lot. And I still think this one, and we don't really know what's going to come like after this update. They have been, which is kind of making me a little bit nervous that they really haven't talked about what's after Forsaken Shores, because they introduced Forsaken Shores like a long time ago. Like they actually had the name for it. Like we don't even have the name of the next one, I don't think.
Yeah, I think Forsaken Shores was stopped.
Not looking for anything specific, but I mean, even a name or like, because I got to think it's being worked on. And I know, Brian, you missed last week, but kind of what I also talked about was like kind of being a little bit worried of like, you know, how this game is like being funded without microtransactions, without paid content, right? Because obviously, ideally, you would love for a game to keep getting these continuous updates, right, for free and such. But like, you know, that's not really how a business works. Like you can't. How are you going to, you know, you have a certain amount to fund the game. And then if you want to come out with content a year later or whatever, like you got to pay for that somehow. And you know, something I left out last week is Game Pass, how like Game Pass has probably maybe been helping fund Sea of Thieves so that we're able to get these free updates. But I got to think down the road, if these expansions are like, I don't know if I don't want to call them expansions, but like content updates, if these aren't selling new copies of the game or like getting more people on Game Pass, and like I'm kind of like a little bit nervous about the future afterwards.
I can see that. I mean, usually we hear talk of like a season pass or just any DLC packs coming up, but like these updates haven't really been to that scale, I don't think, that you could charge people, especially with like how the game started and the fact that microtransactions were put on hold. So I feel like if they came out with a season pass, it'd have to be pretty substantial, like a legit new map or something, like a brand new, like Forsaken Shores is going to be a new area, but they'd have to do like a whole new map or something to justify pricing a DLC or having a season pass of some sorts.
And the thing is, like, it's going to go against what they've said at the beginning of this game too, because I don't think that's ever going to happen. And I think this game eventually is going to get paid through microtransactions, which they've talked about, and they just haven't done it yet. But the reason why is because they made it like known that they were not going to separate the player base. And I don't think this sandbox would even work with like players who like don't have an expansion or not with one, you know,
right?
Like we've seen, you know, we see with other games, and to be honest, Destiny partially is one of those games where it's like, if you don't buy the expansions, like, yeah, sure, there's stuff to do, but it's like you're semi separated in a sometimes from.
Yeah, you're just locked out of content.
There's certain content that you're locked out of, yeah. Like, you can still, actually, I mean, you can still play PvP with your friends and whatnot. You're not locked out of PvP, but, like, but, you know, there are things you are kind of locked out of. And with this game, they made it so that you could be at any level, right, any rep, whatever, and you can still do the same voyages. Even if you're not Pirate Legend, you can still do the Pirate Legend voyages. So they're making game as inclusive as possible, and I think there's no way they're ever gonna do a season pass. But there is a question of like I'd be willing to pay for very quality content updates, but I don't think they're ever gonna do that.
Yeah, I wonder if they're still kind of reeling from the very beginning when everybody was complaining that the game wasn't full, like a full release. It was like an early access title, a lot of people were saying. So maybe they're trying to like pump the game with as much content as they can before even like thinking about even just like microtransactions. They just put that on hold for as long as they can until they feel that the game is at like a point where they're comfortable enough doing that. But it'd be tough, like you said, to have like a brand new map, unless I don't know. I just don't really see that happening either.
I don't either. It's tough to say, but you know, we're gonna kind of go into specifics, but you know, just kind of we kind of just want to reflect on like what's sort of been, you know, for us personally with the podcast and with the game and like how we've seen it grow from launch. And, you know, we do want to take some time to just really thank people who have subscribed, who even just listened to the podcast for whatever amount of time. I really never thought that we'd still be doing this, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. Generally have fun doing it. Thank you so much, obviously, for people who listen to it. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate all the listeners. Like, when we started doing this, I never thought we'd get a single listen, and then slowly we'd get like 1, 2, 5, 10 listeners each week. It's just really cool to know that there's an audience out there that enjoys listening to us talk about this game, because it's fun for us, and it's fun that we can have this mini community that we built from basically nothing.
Yeah, no, totally. And you know, we always talk about what we want to do more, and I think there's going to be a lot more to come out of this. So, you know, stay tuned. We're also, kind of going into Curse Cruise, which is the Build Your Adventure, and the dev update from last week on August 30th. Brian and I actually did a little live stream for a few hours.
Great stream.
It was a good stream. Thanks to that. We retweeted it out when we went live. So if you haven't followed us on Twitter, it's @LandoPod. You can always see when we go live and ask us questions, or just come by, say hello, or just lurk and kind of watch us. But thank you for those who came. It was really fun. And it's fun. We try to put on a good show, but also kind of exaggerate things. You know, I try to make it a spectacle.
Just try to have fun.
But it's been really fun. And I'm trying to be a little bit more consistent. I get kind of nervous sometimes pressing the live button, but I'm trying to get to the point where I try to do something every other day, maybe. So, if you are on Twitch, is where we've been doing it at, on my personal Twitch channel. The link will be in the description for that. If you want to drop a follow to see when we go live, or follow us on Twitter, we're going to try to do them as much as possible. And not just Sea of Thieves too. Possibly Destiny this week. I don't know, but we'll see how good I'm feeling about it.
Maybe a world's first in there.
It's possible. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about going for it, putting my hat in the ring. But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to have fun. That's really the ultimate goal of the podcast, and hopefully be fun, a fun listen, and informative as well. For people who love the game and just want to hear us talk about it, and even other games too. But this is a Sea of Thieves, obviously, primary podcast. So always try to reel it in. But thank you so much for listening. It's really special. So let's kind of get into some of the deets here, the hot deets of last week, and kind of go into this week. We're 3 weeks away, I believe, from the next update. But in the meantime, we got this Cursed Cruise Build Your Adventure, which is the first adventure we got after the Cursed Sails content update. It's kind of like all over the place, this update. It's very interesting. It's basically centered around the introduction of cursed cannonballs into the world. And we got a little bit of a taste from cursed cannonballs during the Cursed Sails update. And these cursed cannonballs you basically find in the world, they glow like green or purple, and they do different things. Like, one of them like rows our sails all the way up, one makes you dance, etc. And the challenges are based off shooting skeletons and also other players. So just kind of the details, if you haven't gone into it yet. It's also the introduction of the skeleton ships just in the wild. And it kind of operates similarly to a skull fort, where you see like the skull in the cloud. Now you're going to see a ship sort of cloud as well, where the skeleton ships are, so that you'll be able to find them. It seemed like they spawn pretty often. And it kind of works in the waves sort of the same way. But an interesting update. And I want to hear what you have to say about this, Brian. Because I talked about it last week before it went live, which is the Reaper's Mark flag, which basically, if you turn that flag on, you basically, everyone will be able to see you on the map, and you'll see other people on the map too who have the flag. What do you think about that, Brian?
This is probably the biggest positive or takeaway for me from this update, being able to show other players where you are. Because it makes it feel, I guess inadvertently or on purpose, it makes the world feel a little bit more, not dangerous, but like, I don't know if it feels more populated, but just to know that there are other ships out there feels really cool. The fact that you can load in, put yourself on the map saying, here I am, either come find me or whatever your reason is, just to let other players know that you're there. It's cool, even if you're not going to do that, just to see that people are there, that you can go interact with them versus, you know, basically interacting with either like a skull fort or like the skeleton ships or just going on a quest, to know that you can load in, see that there's someone else there. They might have a lot of treasure on board, and instead of doing the PvE game content, you can just load in and go find other ships and create your own adventure. And I was playing a little bit today with one of my friends, and that's all we did. We threw down a quest when we started, but we just looked at, we marked on the map where we needed to go, but we also took note of where other ships were and kind of just sailed around to find them and get in battles and just have fun. And I kind of felt like I was going back to the roots of this game, which is just, it's a sandbox. You want to just go in and have fun and create your own adventure, which is kind of the point, instead of grinding out quests to reach Pirate Legend or whatever. And I kind of just like tried to genuinely enjoy that aspect of the game, and I had a really good time doing it. So this is definitely the biggest thing for me. Like, this, we talked about it a little bit during the Hungering Deep quest, like being able to ping the map to let people know that you're there or that you needed help or something, you wanted to form an alliance, because that was something that was lacking from that update. But I'm really glad that they added this into the update, because it just adds a whole new dynamic to the game where you're not so reliant on just sailing around in hopes of finding someone else. You can actually go seek them out.
Right. I mean, I think it's funny because like last week I was like, you know, I feel like this is like a necessary update, but I feel like it's almost like not in the character of the game to like GPS, like have GPS on ships. You know, it like seems like it's sort of like out of place. But at the same time, I think it's like something that was sort of necessary for the game in a way.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the when you look at it that way, obviously that's not how like the ocean works. You can't just see someone's there. But like, it just like, I don't know, it just helps.
It's like necessary for the game, and it's optional, right? Like, you don't
always, it's optional.
You're not always marked on the map. And so I think it's a good addition. I just like also don't think it's the flags with the alliance. I don't think the like user experience is super nice. It's not very like, I don't know, it just like doesn't make that much sense to me for some reason. Just like the alliance slash like the flag, like you can't have the Reaper's mark, I think, at the same time as alliance, right? They don't make it like easy. Like, it's just like very weird, the flag system up there.
Yeah, there's some conflicting things there, but just for the sake of knowing that other people are in the server and like being able to go fight them or turning it on and welcoming other ships to come fight you, that's not really something that we had before, because it would just be random. Like, another ship would pull up to an island and they would see you there and then you would fight. But now being able to seek them out is like a, I think it's kind of a game changer, in my opinion.
I do too. I think it's interesting. Well, I mean, we'll see as we play more and more with the system, like how, you know, how it changes the way we play. And I think it definitely did when we had the flag on. Like, sometimes I'd be like, geez, like how do all these ships keep finding us? And I forgot, like, oh yeah, we have the flag on. And then like, it would be just like tough to get things done. So like when you're doing voyages and stuff like that, it's like you probably want to turn it off. But you know, we'll figure out the balance. We're not really sure. Especially when you have just two people playing, it's kind of tough. But if you're like out in the water, like always ready to go, not just like you park your ship and you're like trying to dig up treasure, and then like all of a sudden there's like some ship just like literally just pulls up next to your parked ship and just blasting it over and over again.
Yeah, if you're trying to grind, then turn the Reaper's Mark off. But even if you're, I think when we had it on and we kind of forgot it was on, it created, like, I felt stressed a little bit in a good way. Like, always worrying about the ship when we were on land doing an Order of Souls quest. Kind of like making it so that we weren't so relaxed all the time, just running around, minding our own business. Like, when we were doing that, we would definitely remember to check the ship every once in a while. But with the Reaper's Mark on, you have to do it all the time, and you really have to worry about other ships coming, and it makes it kind of so when we're on the island, we're really like focused on what we're trying to do, just like get in, get out, while at the same time worrying about this other threat in the world, which I think is kind of what we've been talking about in you know, the past month or so, just other threats in the world that we have to worry about that we don't necessarily know about. Like, we know the skeleton forts are there. We know that now with the ship cloud, you can go and find the skeleton ships. but we kind of thought it would, the skeleton ships would just find you. And this, the Rebus Mark accomplishes that in a way, because other ships can just come find you, and you really have to worry about them all the time.
Right. I think one of the challenges said, like, completing a voyage while you had the flag on or something like that. So that's the reason why we also had it on while we were just doing voyages and such. And it was interesting. So we'll see if we get back in there. It's, again, this isn't really like a bilge ride adventure for like new players, right? To like sell the game. It's like something for like players who grind every week and play the game, for them to have like new challenges and stuff. And I think it's fun challenges. I don't think it's necessarily a bad bilge ride adventure, but yeah, I mean, it's really to introduce the Reaper's Mark flag, the cursed cannonballs, as well as the inventory system.
Oh, this is a big one. 10 seconds into the game, you're like, I hate it. Got to get rid of this.
I remember, like, and this is like, I'll have to find the clip, and maybe I'll try to post it on Twitter. But like, literally, all I did was, so I'm on PC. All I did was like click F or whatever, or E. No, I think it's F to click on a barrel. I literally click F. I see the screen, like the usual routine, right? I load into the tavern, and then, you know, I just click on a barrel, right? I just mash F or whatever to get like a bunch of bananas, right, in my inventory. And so I click F, and then I just see the screen, right, with like 9 boxes or whatever. And I'm just like, nope. I was like, nope, I hate this.
Gotta give it a chance at least.
So for those who haven't jumped into the game, this has been a very, more or less a hot topic in the community, is like the new inventory system. And the new inventory system came when nobody really knew it was coming. And actually Mike Chapman, who's the design director on Sea of Thieves, wrote a long post on the forums talking about that they apologized basically for not being proactive and explaining like what the new changes are going to be like. And he kind of explained like the thought process, and like, you know, ideally like this was meant to put in the game so that, you know, they get content out quicker and stuff like that, but they're taking all the feedback. So definitely like put in the feedback on the forums. And basically now when you click on any barrel, whether it's the banana barrel, there's going to be like a little menu that pops up. And this game is also meant to be very UI basic, right? Like there's not too much going on with the UI of the game. The user interface. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't necessarily mind it. Now I think you'll be able to actually stack multiple 99 stack bananas. So, like, you'll be able to have more resources. They won't be limited. So I guess that's like a pro. The con is like it takes a couple extra buttons to click when you like you're in a battle and you want to like just grab a bunch of bananas. It just takes a little extra effort. Not much, but enough to kind of be like, ugh, it's like kind of annoying. So yeah, that's kind of like the system. I would just look at pictures. I think we've tweeted out one, but go, you know, check it out. It's interesting. I'm curious to hear your thoughts though. Let us know what you think. I'm very curious what other people think as well. I hear mixed opinions right now.
For me overall, I like the layout. I like the way it looks. When I opened it up, I was like, oh, this is a welcome change, because we didn't really get to open up barrels before. You would just grab whatever's in there, and if you were full, you were full, and you would just come back, and there would just be a little number that said like banana in parentheses 3 left, and you would just deposit your 5 bananas, come back and grab the other 3. So when I opened it up, I thought, like, my first thought was that this looks pretty cool, but then you still can't stack more than 5 bananas or 5 planks or 10 cannonballs, which is kind of annoying, because on the left side of the screen, I think there are like more than 3 slots. There's like, I don't know, 10 slots or 12 slots or something. So the fact that you still can't stack more than 5 or 10 of each is kind of annoying, even though you have the barrel open and there's like a ton of resources left. But what I do like is that they put all the resources in one barrel now, so it's, you don't have to go find a banana barrel specifically. You can just find any barrel, and chances are that it's going to have a banana in it, which I like, because if you're on an island and you really need bananas, it was kind of annoying to go search every single barrel and find that there are no bananas. But the con, like you said, it takes more clicks to grab something. And I was in a battle today and I really needed planks like now, and I clicked on it and you pop open the screen, then you have to click on planks to get it. So it's instead of a one click, it's a two click, which could really sink your ship. And if you don't get it quick enough, you could lose a battle, you miss a cannon shot or something, or whatever. It's just one like extra thing that doesn't, it's kind of a quality of life update, but it makes some things a little bit harder. But they're still ironing out the details of it, and we'll see. But overall, I think it's a good idea, especially for being able to stack more than 100 bananas in a barrel. You can stack like 1,200, and same with planks and cannonballs.
Right, and we have to remember, right, this is the V1. This is the first version of it. And it's really cool that actually, like, they were, like, very upfront about it and, like, kind of, like, felt bad that they didn't really talk about it much. But it's all in, like, good effort, right, to get things out as quickly as possible. And, you know, give the feedback and, you know, we'll see. Like, right, like, we'll just have to see. Like, it's not a big deal, right? Like, they're just trying to evolve the game. And eventually, right, there's going to be, and this is, like, paving the way for, like, essentially having different food, right? So, like, bananas, but then, like, you know, maybe like pineapples or something like that. And then like there's now with the cannonballs, there's like a bunch of different types of cannonballs. So it's like in an effort for that. So it's really in an effort to like improve, to pave the way, right, to get used to this new system. So when they introduce new items, it won't be like weird, right? So
that's, I don't know if you caught this, Michael, but the banana barrel now, instead of saying bananas, it says food.
It says food.
Yeah. So there'll be definitely be other things coming.
So yeah, it's paving the way for what's to come. And this is also something that Brian and I have talked about. You know, we talk about, right, so like when it comes to the inventory system and like how sometimes there is skill-based activities in this game, right? So when you're in PvP, right, like there's skill-based in that, like just being smart, making good decisions, getting your shots off, things like that. And then there's also there's also a part where it's like, okay, sometimes, right, you might be the better skilled ship, but you might not have that many resources, and the other ship just might have a ton of resources where they can just keep planking it up, right? And this game, and when it comes to like fighting skeleton ships, right, a lot of these things are built on a war of attrition rather than skill. And something that Brian and I have talked about a lot is like how this game respects your time. And like we wanted to kind of just briefly talk about this week, like, should this game have like persistent or carryover storage? So like if you end your night, right, you play for like a couple hours, you know your ship remains, you have like 100 bananas still left over, should that remain in your ship for next time you play? And I know it's a little bit complicated because the way the game is built, it's like it's sort of like one ship for like that play session for those two pirates that are in the game, right? But like if I jump in again with like a different person, then it's like maybe it wouldn't work. But like there must be like, and that's not like how the game operates, right, from like a back end engineering perspective, where it's just like a new play session, it's a new boat, fresh in this instance in the game. So but like would it make sense for like these resources to remain in your boat for next time you come in, or like combines from like if a different pirate you play with somebody else, like just to respect your time? Because obviously like if you want to go into the game and you're like, okay, this week I just want to like do the skeleton ships, you literally have to have a bunch of resources to do it, unless you have a bunch of ships with you. So the question is, should this happen in the game? And I think there's got to be some sort of like way of having some sort of functionality to really respect your time in this game more, because it's one thing to do a bunch of voyages and take the time to do that, but it's another thing then also have to get resources and things like that.
It's a really interesting idea that I would be happy if they implemented it, because every time we jump in we spend, I don't know, 20 minutes, it might be a little much, but like 15 to 20 minutes just running around the island collecting resources so that we're fully stocked up for whatever we decide to do. And if we spend that 20 minutes every single time we play, like three times a week maybe, that's already an hour of just collecting resources where it could be saved from, you do it 20 minutes like one time and then you're like completely full. And for that week even, you might be like full on resources. And especially with the new inventory system, if you collect, if you somehow spent the time to collect like 1,200 bananas and you're completely full, and then you hop off and you jump in the next day and you have zero bananas, like, what was that time used for? Like, why was it used wisely? Probably not. And I don't know how it would work exactly for them to like have that carryover storage. Maybe if it was like they change it somehow so it's on your pirate instead of actually in the ship, because the ship disappears and your pirate doesn't. Somehow if they had like an inventory wheel for resources and you could stack everything in there when you log off, and we log back in, you have it on your pirate. That could be an interesting way to go about doing that, because you obviously save your clothing and the weapons you have equipped and those things. So instead of like saving it on the ship, like save it on your pirate, and that might help alleviate some like issues of collecting resources or spending every play session and having to dedicate time to collecting resources.
Yeah, there's got to be some way of like, there's got to be some system just to kind of like respect your time a little bit more. And obviously, if you're playing for a couple hours, right, you don't have to like in like go out of your way, right, to get resources, because over like over time you're gonna have you're gonna have a lot of resources, right? Like just doing normal voyages. But like it's hard to play this game. They make this game very tough to play for like 30 minutes or less.
It's almost impossible.
So, and that's something they got to figure out, especially with the Athena voyages and stuff like that. For those who have that, those long quest chains, it's like, you know, this game has to have some way of respecting your time a little bit more. But at the same time, you know, I mean, this is a game, and a lot of games might be like this as well. But it's one of those games where it's just like you literally have to like make time for the game.
It makes it tough.
Feel like you're progressing in the game and such, but you know, that's a whole nother thing. We're trying to keep it a little lighthearted, but we just wanted to kind of like discuss this idea of like having like a persistent sort of like inventory carryover system.
Yeah, and not to get like crazy or go beyond that, but if they were to implement some sort of system like that, I gotta believe that they have to be able to implement some sort of like voyage checkpoint, where if you start a Gold Hoarder's voyage and then you have like six maps,
yes,
immediately you see that, and that's going to take a couple hours at the very least, like 2 hours maybe. If you have six maps, you got to sail all around, collect all these chests, go turn it in. That's going to take a while. And
right, that's another thing.
Yeah, to like start
checkpoints and stuff.
Yeah, to start like a daunting quest like that, get halfway through, and then something comes up and you got to get off.
Or you get kicked, or yeah, like, what, your internet goes out, whatever. Like,
so many things can happen, and you're right in the middle of a quest. You've already spent like an hour and a half on it, and all of a sudden you can't finish it. That really sucks.
Yeah, that's another thing. I think that's also a good thing to bring up too, is like checkpoints on voyages, and you know, once in a while, right? Like somebody's internet might just kind of go out, or like this is a game, right, where you have to like literally turn in your loot to get credit, right? You don't get credit for like doing the voyage,
right,
without collecting the loot from it,
right? In a game like Destiny, you can like, if you collect loot, you can like keep it on your character and turn it in the next time you play. But this game, obviously, you have to go and turn it in just by the nature of like the sandbox and everything. But some sort of checkpoint, some sort of save, or like, I don't know, being able to like bury your treasure on an island and then you come back the next time and it's on that island again. It might be tough for them to implement that if everyone's burying their treasure or something like that, but small little things like that could help save time in the long run. For each play session, you just hop on, your boat's already stocked, or you hop on and you're already on the island that you need to be at, versus like spawning at some random point in the world and you got to sail to some outpost or whatever. I think it could help players, and it could just improve, like, it'd be like a quality of life update that would definitely be welcome, I think, by the whole community.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer for this game to progress. I really think this is something they should look into in some way. Obviously, it's tough, right? Because from like a back-end perspective, like that quest is sort of probably linked right to that individual play session, into that play session, which is tied to like our player IDs in a way. And like once that session is done, that's when the voyage is done. And so they would have to make some way where it's like, if I come into the game again, I would have to be linked with that session ID. But then if you came in at a different time, you know, you would have the same checkpoint, but like two different play sessions from both of us. Like, You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely complications, and that's probably why they have not introduced this into the game, if that makes sense. Just thinking about it from, like, a back-end perspective on, like, what's going on the server on the back-end side, kind of. So, but yeah, I mean, I think those are some good thoughts to think about for next time.
I feel like there's got to be a way to do it, though. I mean, I don't really know anything about coding or anything, but there's got to be some sort of way that they can tie it to, like, your account even instead of the server that you're in and somehow save it to...
I don't mean like server, like obviously you can connect it to the player, but then it's like, okay, Brian, if we both come in, there's a certain session ID,
right?
And then it's like, okay, we stop, and then maybe if I play like the next night but you're not with me, like, is it tied to like each account? So like now we're drifting off into two different, like,
yeah, it could get tricky. For sure.
That's when it sort of gets tricky, and like, there's got to be some way, right? Maybe you have the option, like, oh, continue from the last voyage, like, click, like, you know, I don't know, but some good thoughts for sure.
Definitely something to think about. Definitely something I would hope that they are exploring or have explored in the past, and maybe we can see something out of that.
Right, exactly. I think it's good to think about. I don't think it's something that's talked about too much, so hopefully the right people are listening. But otherwise, you know, if you have any thoughts about that, you can always, again, tweet at us at LandoPod on Twitter. You can also email us at LandoPod@gmail.com. LandoPod@gmail.com. But I think that's gonna do it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Happy 25 episodes, Brian.
And you too.
Hopefully another 25. But thank you all so much for sticking around, and have a wonderful week.